You good?
It's still turning. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Harvey Hansen, Acting Chairperson of the Plumbing Licensing Board. I would like to call this meeting the Plumbing Licensing Board to order. The time is now 9:05 on May 4th, 2022. This meeting is being held electronically via Google Meet with anchor locations in room 474 on the fourth floor of the Heber Wells M. Wells Building. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following this meeting. In compliance with Utah open meeting laws, written minutes will also be prepared on this meeting. Appropriately marked pending approval minutes will be available to the public no later than 30 days after the close of the meeting. Approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days after approval. The following board members are in attendance: Terry McBride, Jason Warner, Harvey Hansen as acting chairperson, and Seth Roth will be joining us in a few minutes. The following individuals representing Doppel and the Department of Commerce are in attendance: Stephen DeCumbe, Katie Corrick, Ashley Bayer, Jenna Main. Did Jenna Main join us? I didn't see her. Oh, she is there now.
Yes.
And Bobby Main, Lisa Lynn, and Boyce Barnes. We'd like to welcome any visitors and interested persons.
Mr. Hansen, Allison Pantley is also here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Allison Pantley. Sorry, I didn't see her on the list here. So,
looks like Seth joined as well.
Seth, good to have you. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, please silence electronic devices, mute your microphone when not speaking, and keep background noise to a minimum. Telephone attendees can mute and unmute their microphones by pressing *6. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with the agenda. First on the agenda, did anyone have a chance to read last month's meeting on April 6th? And can I get a motion to approve?
Yeah, I went through it this morning and I'll make a motion to approve the April minutes.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we will be moving on to the investigations update with Bobby Main.
Good morning, everybody. Not a whole lot of new things to report. We are seeing an increased amount of citations being issued for RMGA certifications. People are working without them or think they can work unsupervised under somebody that has one. We're educating people and have issued several citations in the last little while. My main thing, is there anything any of you have for me to look out for or you want to address that we can specifically target? Okay, well, we are going to just keep on doing what we're doing then. And if you have any suggestions or anything, please let us know.
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate what you do there. So,
well, thank you guys very much. It's a great board. Yeah. I appreciate you. And Katie's the best.
Okay, let's move on to the continuing education update with Boyce Barnes.
Good morning, everyone. Hopefully, you all had a chance to see the big list of new courses that I was sent out. I think there's just 5 total, so it's not very much. Really, a whole lot has not gone on with the plumbing classes, so it's kind of sad. But that's where we are at the moment. I'm sure we'll get more soon, though, since people will be getting in the mood to renew when it comes up in the fall. But.
Okay, appreciate that, boys. Moving on, this is going to be a quick, fast one. Let's go to Lisa Lynn with compliance update.
Okay, really the only thing that I have to report on is that at the end of February, we had some new plumbers that joined probation. One of them had not activated his drug testing account by the deadline that I gave him. Steve and I had discussed it. Steve agreed that we would issue a $250 citation for the failure to activate. So that citation was issued on April 12th. I checked this morning and he still has not paid it. He also still has not responded to any of my attempts to get in touch with him, as well as the drug testing company. I asked that they have their customer service team try to reach out to him to see if they could walk him through getting everything set up. But the phone number is like disconnecting when we try to call it. There's no response to the emails, so I'm not really sure what's going on there. We usually don't like to stack citations one on top of the other so close together, but at this point, it's now been almost a month since that last citation was issued, so I'm imagining what we'll do is just go ahead and issue the second level of citation, which would be $500 for that failure to activate and get everything going. But aside from that, that's really the only thing that we have going on for plumbers right now.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Appreciate the work you do there. And hopefully he will get on board and do something with that. So on it. So that's all the administrative business. We'll go to discussions and actions for strategic marketing and outreach plan with Ashley.
Hi, so just a quick update. The television commercial ads and the radio ads are wrapping up this week. Most of the television ads have stopped. I believe we have maybe one or two more that will still air this week. And so now we're getting those invoices in and we'll be paying those out of a combination of the electrician's education fund and the plumber's education fund. Thank you, Steve. He just shared the balance of both of the plumber's education fund there in the chat. And we are working on hopefully this week. Sorry, my kid just joined me. Hopefully this week, social media will be able to do the advertising we had discussed there this week. It was kind of tricky because the state hasn't really done it to this extent before as far as like purchasing, and so we had to go through a lot of different red tape and paperwork and stuff in order to get approval to be able to promote on social media, because we can't do a bidding process when there's nothing to bid against Facebook and Instagram essentially, and we wanted to do Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Excuse me. So after we start those processes, I'll be able to look at what is left over and begin the process of creating educational videos for plumbers and electricians. We may, because the advertising we had done for the Verify a License campaign ended up costing less than what we had originally estimated, we may be able to do two educational videos for plumbers. I just need to evaluate that as I get all these invoices in and take the monies out of the education funds. But I'm hoping we can get two educational videos for plumbers. So it would be great to start thinking up some ideas for what you want to cover on that. If we want to target plumbers specifically, or if we want to target the general public about things related to plumbing licensure, it's up to you. Essentially, and I could just help facilitate that and go forward from there. So,
okay. Thanks, Ashley. I see why you do great work now. You've got your little helper there. If he's like my kids, I'm sure you're paying him well over minimum wage and all that. So,
Yeah, we've all been sick, so it's been hard to find anyone who will take care of them, so.
Awesome, thank you for what you do on it. So let's see, did Deborah Blackburn join us by chance? I didn't see her on the list.
She did not. Mr. Chair, we've been asked, or we would ask the board to table this particular item till the next meeting.
Okay, all right, so we'll go ahead and move that on to following next month. So let's move on to the review exam scores with Jenna.
Good morning. This is going to be the fastest meeting ever. So let me just, I'm here usually, or just for updates right now. The first thing that I wanted to go over was the, I keep getting a lot of questions about the code update, the code book updates for the exam. And I don't know if it's electricians or plumbers, but I'm making the same announcement to both boards. We have the 2021 UPC code out that came out, and the way the process worked is it goes to the commission, who sends it to the interim committee by 9/1/2022. So they basically have a year to review it, and it will go to the legislation with any amendments at the following January. So the 2021 code will not go into effect till July 2023. So that's just, like I said, I don't remember if it's the electricians or the plumbers that process changed. I'm inclined to think it was the plumbers. They used to adopt it the following year. So this is now a year longer. The next thing I wanted to talk to you about is you know better than anybody that the cost of supplies have gone up. A huge percentage. I think we were up 68% in the past quarter on supplies. So we've made a change on the exam that will go into effect in here in a couple weeks that will lower the written exam to $68 or whatever the current exam fees are across the board. So we're lowering the theory exam, but what we're doing is charging candidates for a testing kit fee, which could go up or down depending on what the market is. We'll look at that fee quarterly and adjust it at that time. See, Dave, James, you had a question?
Yeah, so Dave James with Salt Lake Community College. So Jenna, just to clarify, we're trying to get the books for next year. So what you're saying is that we're not going to the new code?
We won't go, yeah, it won't be effective. So it must have been the plumbers then. So 15A1204-4A, in the code adoption changed, and I guess that's for the plumbers. Electricians were already doing this. So now the interim committee has an entire year to review the code books. So 2021, they'll have till this coming September to review those books and make their recommendation to the state along with any amendments. So then it'll go to session January to March of 2023 and become effective July 1, 2023. So I'm not sure how your schedule works on that from the school, but yes, that's the exam will be updated on July 1, 2023. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
All right. Okay. We already talked about that. And then the other thing I wanted to update you on is I'm really excited. Once we got these pricing issues worked out, as you know, the exam has been upside down for many, many, many years on cost. And this change will correct that problem. And by fixing that, we were able to go full steam into our opening the practical exam in multiple locations, which we've talked about in a previous meeting. Yesterday, a couple of folks from Prove and myself went out to visit Cliff and Christina Bischoff at Ogden Tech and Mountainland. Cliff, did I say that right? Mountainland.
You did.
Okay. Mountainland, and we looked at our facilities. They're perfect facilities. We're excited to bring them on board to help us administer this exam in the future. We're hoping that we'll have this project completed by early this summer. We have some things that we have to work out at each facility, and so that project is underway now. We're just working through the details with each of those facilities. And then the last thing, I know that Rob, before he left, really wanted to bring this up, but we're not, just an update on the master exam. It has not gone into effect yet. It's under final agency review. I wasn't able to find out if it had moved on to commerce yet, but I know that the important part, but the part of the process that is so time consuming reviewing this rule change has now been completed. And so now it's gone on to the next level of review, and we're just waiting for that to finish. I'm sure it'll be soon, but I can't give you a date on that. That's everything I have.
Okay, thank you, Jenna. I believe that is the last thing on the agenda and actions here. So does anybody want to add anything else before we close this meeting out? Or? Okay, with that, I'm going to go ahead and end this meeting now. The time is 9:22 on May 4th, 2022. Thank you guys, and I'll have a great week, and we'll see you next month.